Welcome to Top Story Tuesday, our new segment where Claire and I give you our top five sports stories from the past week. So they might not be your top five. Feel free to let us know if you disagree or what it should be. But these are kind of our opinion on sports, just events, news, pop culture that has something to do with sports, kind of, in our opinion. But Claire, start us off with number five.
Yes. So our least exciting or least important story, but still somewhat
newsworthy.
Yes, still making the top five, is Trae Young, point guard for the Atlanta Hawks, dropping a song with Quavo and 2 Chainz this past week. Took a quick listen. I was expecting him to be like more involved in the song. He's really not. He just does a couple ad-libs at the beginning and at the end. Quavo, Migos, known for their ad-libs. Song otherwise, not great, I would say. It's called
Where I Stay.
Where I Stay. ATLANTAGA, apparently, as they spell it in the song, is Where They Stay, which is Atlanta, Georgia, spelled out. 2 Chainz, Quavo, definitely recorded in two separate studios, potentially on opposite ends of the earth, because their audios sound completely different when mixed together in the song.
Do.
And then Trey even sounds completely different. So, not the best work, not the most well-produced. I'm anticipating that this will be played at Hawks games, so in some capacity, though.
At number four, we have Indiana University moving to number three in the NCAA football rankings because they just beat Oregon, which is only the second time that they've beaten a top five opponent in their history. The first time they actually did so was 1967, so they've been waiting a while for that one. And they are currently, I think, 6-0 right now, so we'll see if they continue with that. It's been an exciting one because they haven't really been talked about in the last few years and have been slowly and quietly building. So we'll see if they can take over Miami at number two or Ohio State at number one.
Tall order, but we'll see if they get it done. Number three, we have Penn State head coach James Franklin being fired from his position after they've had like a totally horrible start to the season. They were ranked number three in the country, just like at the beginning of the season. Then they lost to, ironically, Oregon, and then also Northwestern, like two teams who they really should have been beating. And this is kind of noteworthy because Franklin's been at Penn State for over a decade, so he's a pretty long tenure coach. He's had a lot of success with the program, and his contract buyout is estimated to be worth about $50 million, and we're only a few games into the season. So they have to find a new head coach to replace and still somehow salvage part of this season. I feel like sports is getting increasingly more and more comfortable with, like, just overall with firing coaches quickly when things aren't going well. So we'll see who they end up getting to lead them through the rest of the way.
At number two, we have the Seattle Mariners beating the Detroit Tigers to advance to the ALDS in a 15-inning game last weekend. It's the first time they're advancing to the ALDS since 2001, and it was in very exciting fashion. So in the bottom of the 15th inning, shortstop Jorge Polanco hit a walk-off single with bases loaded and a full count to add some flair to that. And a fun fact is that the Mariners are actually the only MLB team to have never appeared in the World Series. So never mind even winning one, they've never even been there. Maybe this year will be different. They're currently facing the Blue Jays, and at the time of this recording, they're playing game two against the Jays, and they're up 1-0 in the series. So we'll see if they can break this only team to have never appeared.
And now the last one, very near and dear to our hearts, happened this past weekend. At the Chicago Marathon, we have a new American record. Connor Mance ran a 2:04:43 in the marathon to place fourth, and he beat the previous American record by 55 seconds. I volunteered this past weekend at the marathon, and so I got to see him run by, like, in the elite squad right at the beginning. So I was at mile, like, 7 or 8, so didn't see him finish, but very cool to see that his run ended in an American record, and that happened right here in our new hometown together. So that was our top five events. Hope you enjoyed, and see you next week with our next top five.